New Orleans is vulnerable. Even a small storm can wipe out power for thousands of homes. And scientists say climate change is going to bring more intense storms, heavier rainfall, and increased heat. More than a decade after Hurricane Katrina, officials say the city is more protected than ever. But big storms are just one threat. WWNO is putting New Orleans to the test with a week-long series on infrastructure and climate change. New Orleans, ready or not? Tegan Wendland starts us off.
It's a stormy evening in mid-May, and Kayshawn Russell is getting ready for a big night. It's prom, but he runs into a snag.
The power went out as I was changing, so now all of a sudden we bust out the door. Cops right there, so yeah.
The power is out again. Down the block, a power line broke in half, sparks flying right in the middle of Claiborne Avenue. Police put up blockades. Standing in the rain in his tux, Russell says it made a rite of passage even tougher for him.
I had no idea how to put this tie on, though. It was so hard.
It really wasn't a big storm, wind and a couple inches of rain over a few hours, but it was enough to cause street flooding and put more than 1,000 households in the dark. Scientists say the city is going to get more storms like this. New Orleans is old. Tourists come to see the historic architecture, but the stuff underneath is old, too. Roads, water lines, drainage pipes, power lines, and they're all strained by the weather. Heat, heavy rain, and storms.
It's one of the most vulnerable places in the whole world.
Barry Keim is an LSU professor and the state climatologist.
With a warmer climate and warmer sea surface temperatures, where we're going to evaporate more water off the oceans, the atmosphere is just going to carry more moisture, and there's certainly potential to produce bigger rainstorms. And our August 2016 flood fits that pattern. Hurricane Harvey's rains fit that pattern.
And because New Orleans is an island of hot concrete and roads in the middle of a swamp, water evaporates quickly out of the city and forms lots of storms overhead.
We already have a problem managing the rainstorms that we're getting now. They could potentially get worse. We already have trouble managing the hurricanes that we have. We didn't do very well with Katrina.
Given the strength of that storm in New Orleans, the levees should have held, but they broke. And veteran Times-Picayune reporter Mark Schlefstein predicted the flooding years before. He stands on the London Avenue levee in Gentilly, where there was a major breach.
I predicted that a major hurricane would overtop the levees and would flood a significant part of the city.
Thing is,
we haven't seen that major hurricane yet.
The federal government spent $14 billion strengthening the flood walls and levees around the city after the storm.
We are still at risk.
Schlefstein recently reported that they're not being properly maintained. More storms will come. While scientists are reluctant to say climate change will increase the number of hurricanes, they know that they will be more intense, with heavier rain and stronger winds. Since floods last summer, the city's made repairs to the pumping stations, but the system is still ill-prepared to get a lot of water out quickly.
Our drainage system is not adequate to deal with those rainfall events, and it's unclear that it will ever be adequate.
This Gentilly neighborhood, wiped out 12 years ago, has been rebuilt. New homes are going up with tidy lawns and fresh paint. But Schlefstein points out the houses sit just above the grass.
There are a lot of houses in this neighborhood that are still sitting at grade, at the old grade that was here prior to Katrina. And they still have a significant risk of flooding during a rainfall event.
Keim says it's not just hurricanes and rainstorms that threaten the city's existence. Hot, sunny days strain the power system.
We also just have warm temperatures and stress on humans, on the power companies to be able to produce the air conditioning to keep us in that comfort zone. And that also looms large going into the future.
Temperatures are on the rise. We've had a few record-breaking hot days already this summer. So how prepared are we, really? In New Orleans, I'm Tegan Wendland.
We'll dig into how ready the city is to deal with bigger storms, more rain, and increased heat in the coming days during our special series, New Orleans, Ready or Not, a collaboration with The Lens.